Blog Talk Radio.
Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. God bless you. You are now listening to the late Dr. Charles G. Hayes and the Warriors as he sings that the Lord brought me through. And if you really think about it, God has brought us through so many things. We have been through so many trials and tribulations. And if it was not that the Lord was on our side, where would we be today? So I started it out with that song because I want someone to look back on their life and to realize how God has really kept us. And in keeping us, he also gave us angels and kept angels all around us. You know, when harm or danger could have came to us, it couldn't touch us because we were covered. So I just want you to listen a little bit more to it, and then I'm going to come in and I'm going to share a little bit with you.
Yes, I did.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you, Father God, as humbly as I know how, to thank you for this time and this opportunity, Father God, to bring your word, Father God, that your word would bless those that would hear this word, Father God, whether they hear it now or they hear it later, Father God, that whatever is being said, if they are tuned in to it, Father God, it is for them and it is the season that they're in, Father God. Father God, to you be the glory, Father God. I praise you because you are the Almighty God, that you sit high and you look low, Father God, that you're omnipotent, Father God, and that you can do anything. It's no fair and nothing that you can do, Father God. So I thank you, Father God, that as you take this word and do what you will, thank you for the anointed that's on this word today, Father God. Thank you for right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray unto you now as thy servant, Lord, that you orchestrate it, Father God, that you may be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And as I said, I am Evangelist Hayes, and this is Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. Thank you for joining us today. Today is August the 19th, 2016. It's a little about 5:50 in the evening. And I am coming to you just to let you know that God is good and to let you know that God has given us some angels. And as God has given us some angels, we're going to have to start using the angels. And I also like to say, God has given me 61 years. God blessed me with a birthday Wednesday that really just blew me out the water. It was phenomenal. So if we just let God do it and get out the way and trust in God, he will blow our minds. So I just want to just shout out to just let God know that I'm thankful and I'm also grateful. And I will be coming out of Psalms 34 and 7. And it says, the angels of the Lord encamped around those who fear him, and he delivered them. So the angels are encamped all around us. And if we fear God, we'll know that they're there to help us and deliver us. And we can put our angels on an assignment. A lot of people don't understand that they have angels. A lot of people don't exercise the thing that they have angels. A lot of people think it's just something we're saying or something we see on TV. But they did a poll in 2000 that reflected that 80% of the adults poll believe that the angels exist and they influence our lives. And we have to understand that that's true. I believe that from the day that I was put into this world and born that I had angels assigned to me. And I believe that for you, but you know what? Everybody has to believe what they believe. But you have to understand that if you have angels and you're not using them, you know, the angels are not going to bogate their way in. You're going to have to utilize your angels. You're going to have to tell your angels, well, I need you to do this, I need you that, because, and we don't, you know, we don't put all our faith in angels because they assigned to us to use them, but the Almighty God is who assigned them to us. In the Bible, God tells us that angels are deliverers, messengers, accompany the lonely, grant protection, and even fighting his battles. That appears in our Bible. And if we read the Bible, it talks about the angels. And if we understand that, we don't have to be afraid of the angels. If you see one, like personally, I have seen the angels. And I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing to see because I'm not afraid. But if you're afraid, they're not gonna come to you if you're afraid. And if you desire to see an angel, just ask. And then you'll be able to see it one day. One day an angel will come and appear to you, and then you will be able to see how beautiful they are and how, oh, my God, it's just not words to say. And that the protection and the feeling that you feel when an angel is around and that you know. And then we have angels and unseen things, like I do with angels. I say when I leave home, I say, Lord Jesus, I need an angel, you know, to be with me, or I need an angel to protect over my family, I need an angel to protect over my home. But I know the ultimate protector is God, but then he still gives us things. We have to realize that we are such blessed children. We are blessed. God has blessed us in so many ways, and we just don't understand. We have angels that minister to us. We have angels that we have... angels that will be with you when you need them. I mean, whatever you need, God has already supplied that to us. It says that it says Hebrews 1 and 14 says, are not all angel ministering spirits sent to serve those who inherit salvation? It is possible that you have met an angel face to face without even realizing. That's why it talks about be careful how you entertain a stranger. That's in Hebrews 13 and 2. It says, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by some people have entertained angels without even knowing them. You don't even know that they were an angel. But you were so unfriendly, you were unkind to them, and they were an angel. So we have to be careful how we treat everybody. We have to be mindful that it could be an angel coming to bless you. I find it amazing to think that God loved me so much that he would send an angel as an answer to my prayer. I do believe with all of my heart that although I may not immediately know or see someone as an angel, they are at God's direction. I know that a stranger has to give me valuable advice or assist me in a dangerous situation only later to appear that was an angel. You know, when things are going on and people come, we don't know who God is going to send to help us. So we have to stop being, we got to just be kind to people. Because then we don't know who we're going to need. That's what my late uncle used to tell us all the time. He said, you don't know who hands you're going to fall in. So just be nice. It's just nice to be nice. And once you are nice and kind and friendly, this is what you will learn. This is what you will attract. And as you begin to attract this, then you begin to share it, and then maybe you'll be an angel for someone. Because you know what? You could be an angel. But if you're not open to receive and be obedient to what God wants you to do, then you won't fulfill some of the things or the purpose God has for you to do to help your brothers and your sisters. We just have to keep our minds stayed on that. And it says in Revelation 2:8-9, I, John, am the one who heard and saw those things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had been shown them to me. But he said to me, do not do it. I am a fellow servant. See, the angels are servants, and that's what we have to understand. We are servants, they are servants, but they are servants to help us with you and with your brothers, the prophets, and of all who kept the words of this book, worship God. We give everything we do. We give all the praises to God. We give all the praises to God. We lift our hands to God. We thank God for whatever he's done. And we have to understand that God has all kind of angels. God has all kind of angels that fulfill the assignments and the things they have. God does not work through angels. It is God who makes the decisions to direct an angel to do his bidding, not an angel decision to act independent from God. They cannot do anything independent of what God wants them to do. Angels carry out God's judgment. Angels serve God. Angels praise God. Angels are messengers. Angels are protecting God's people. Angels do not marry. Angels do not die. Angels encourage people. Angels are always whatever we need them to be on God's command. And once we begin to understand that, then we will begin to start calling on them and asking for them. Just like you said, Lord, I ask that the blood of Jesus cover me. Then you can ask God, God, can you dispatch an angel? Because I've asked God to dispatch me a financial angel. That's what I have a need for. I've asked God when I'm driving in a storm, Lord, dispatch me a driving angel. I ask because he said we have not because we ask not. And when I ask, I believe it. I'm not asking in the midst. I believe that it's going to happen. So that's what you have to do. And believe, have a number of angels watching over us. Believers, you have to know that we have a number of angels watching over us. Like it talks about the angels in Psalms 91:11. It says, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. I don't know where we have just one angel. I don't know whether we have one angel or do we have many? But I don't know who just have them from birth to death, but I know that we have angels. And I know that you can call on them angels, and God will permit them to come and see about us and help us for assignments. But I believe many are tasked with watching over us through our lives. See, that's what I believe. I believe that we do have angels to watch over us. I do believe that God has assigned angels to us. Now, that's what I believe. I'm going to believe it until I find something different. And the only way I'm going to find that different is on that great getting up day when I go face to face with the Lord Jesus. And when I go, because I know that I had some things that happened to me in my life, and I know that it was angels. I had them to warn me. And he told me, he came unto me, and he gave me God's word. And when I turned around to say something, that person was gone. So you have to know that there are angels. We have to keep in mind that the angels are there because God gave them to us, because we're just that precious in his eyes. We have to understand that he loves us just that much. We have to understand that angels has a purpose. Just like is it like we have a purpose. Like I say, love on purpose every single day. Angels has a purpose every single day. And God finds them. Just like they have angels up in heaven, and that's all they do all day long is holy, holy, holy. We have to understand that. And if you want to, you go into the Bible and you read about it. And then you can get to see that, yes, their angels are there for us. And the angels are there because God permitted them to be there and have assigned them to us. And as they have been assigned to us, we have to learn how to use them. And I don't believe we ever alone. I believe the spirit world knows what we're doing right now. That's just what I believe. You have to believe in what you believe. But I trust in God. I trust that when he says that the angels encamped all around us, I believe that. I believe what God says in his word, and when he talks about it in his word in Psalms, I believe it's Psalms 8, and 5, when he talks about that the angels are just a little lower than me and you. You know what? Let me see if I got that right. I'm going to sign the word. It says, what is a man that thou art mindful of him, and those sons of men that thou visit him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and has covered him with glory and honor. Oh, my God. So we're just a little lower than the angels, and that we're covered. That's what it says in Psalms 8, 4, and 5. So we have to trust those things, and we have to believe in those things. We have to understand angels are just what they are. Angels are around us for protection. Angels watches over us like God don't ever sleep or slumber. I believe that God dispatches angels over us that never sleep or slumber either. Because we do know that God is everywhere. You do know that God can see, and he's everywhere. And you do know that God can do whatever he wants. Just like when Jesus was being offered, he could have called on them angels. But he didn't do it because of me and you. Jesus did pay the ultimate price and went to the cross for me and you. Jesus did it. He died for me. He died for you. Because he could have called. He could have asked him out. And then you think about that when, was it Jacob that wrestled all night with the Holy Ghost? You know what I mean? He wrestled with the Holy Ghost, and he didn't let him go. So we have to understand that the Holy Ghost, the angels, whatever's in this word of God, it's true. And we have to start applying these things that's in this word to our lives. We have to stop being so scary about things. And we have to learn how to trust God. We have to understand that if God said it, it's true. And if God says that there are angels, I believe that it is. And if you need a protection, I believe that God will give it to you. I believe that the angels are born. Well, not born because they're not born and they don't die, but I believe angels are assigned to us at our birth. And then they go back with us when we leave this earth. I believe the whole time that we're here that we are protected by angels. But God don't want us to put everything we have in them. He wants us to trust him. you know, because it tells us, again, it says here in 91 and 11, it said, he shall give his angels charge. See, it said, listen at this. It said, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. God will give the angels charge over us and keep us in all our ways. That's what the angel's purpose is. The angel is set to do and go on a run when Jesus says so, and to be right where we need them when we need them. They have assignments. They operate undercover. You may not know them. They may look like us. They may act like us. But their purpose is from God. Their angel of purpose. They're angels of protection. They're angels of ministry. They're angels of love. There's angels, whatever you need, God got it. So we just have to trust in them, and we have to understand, and we have to know. We have to know that they are there for us, and we have to be clear on that they are not able to do anything unless they have been dispatched or directed by the Almighty God. And once God direct them, they will sit and do obedience unto what God has told them to do. I just thought that was a little interesting, because this week I was talking with a lady on the phone, and she I think she kind of knew about the angels and she kind of not, but I was trying to explain to her. So it hit my spirit. I said, well, let me kind of tell you all, just in case someone is around and thinking that they are alone or they don't have anybody, you know, that the angels are there because God has assigned them to us. But what you have to know above the angels at all times, that the Almighty God is always there. He is always there. Only thing you have to do is call on him and you will get an answer. And as you call on him, don't forget to give him thanks. Don't forget to praise him for wherever you are. Don't forget to be grateful at this time and this season in your life, because when God takes us through things, it's for a reason. It's preparing us to get ready for what he has in store for us next. Like it talks about it in Isaiah about the potter, about how the potter puts us on the potter things, and he's refining us and he's fixing us and he's putting us together. We have to understand that. We have to trust that God is in full control. And if you're in a place right now that you just can't, that you feel like you just can't hold on, call on him, and he would answer. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift my soul unto thee. Lift yourself unto God. Look unto the hills from which cometh all your help and your strength. And ask God to hold on to you as you hold on to God's unchanging hand, and know that God will make a difference in your life. God is a way maker. Everything belongs to God. We belong to God. Even your worries, your sorrows, they all belong to God. God, if God knows how many strings of hair that we have on our head, he knows how to dispatch an angel when you need one. The only thing you do is ask them. And stop being so afraid, and stop worrying about what people are going to say. It's what you believe. Do you believe that they are angels? Do you believe that God would encamp angels around us? Do you believe God would send us angels? Do you believe that we have the shield and protection of angels? What do you believe? You have to believe. And once you believe, and if that's what you believe, then you will see it being orchestrated in your life. It says in Galatians, it said, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's reaping good or bad. Whatever you think, whatever you think, or whatever you believe in, that's what's going to happen. Trust God. And I know it seems like I'm a little all over today in this message, but really not so, because somebody out there needs whatever God is in putting me to put out there. If this is not for you, God bless you. But as you walk in obedience, sometimes it ain't always the way you think. It ain't always lined all the way up in the A, B, C, D. It's the way God gives it to you. And sometimes we just have to go blindfolded. But when we're blindfolded, God is not blindfolded. When God sends me a assignment, he wants to see if I'm going to be obedient, or do I have to make sure I'm spotted up because of what you may say. I have to walk in obedience to what God wants me to do. And the God wanted me to tell somebody about these angels. And if you trust God, then like it says in Isaiah 26:3, thy will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. For trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah everlasting strength. That's what it is. That's it. And God will give you angels, financial angels, protection angels, healing angels. That song, it says, watch over us all day and all night. That's what God would give us. So trust that and understand that God is God and he loves you so much. And I just thank you for allowing me to stop by and share this word with you. And I pray something was said that will help you along the way. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask that you will please bless this word, Father God, for whoever needs to hear it, Father God, that I, Father God, thy servant, Father God, will walk in obedience unto you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Father God, I ask for the one that's out there that has not repented or come back to you. I ask, Father God, if they're seeking you, Father God, that no way that you will turn them away, that you all can go to Romans 10:9 and confess your sins and get back in the fold with God. If you're a backslider, he is married to the backslider. Trust God and watch him bring everything out all right. And to God be the glory for everything. And if you need to talk with me, you can always call me at 708-715-4545. And my email is walkingingodspurposeministry@gmail.com. And we have to realize that God will always bring us through. We have to understand that God is God, that God will make a way out of no way, and trust in him and watch him do it. So I pray that something was said that will help you or bless you along the way in this message. But the most important thing, remember, God has given us some angels, that we have angels around us. We have angels of protection. So if you're ever in a pickle or in a fix and you need help, call on the name of Jesus, and he will see about you, because that's the kind of God that we serve. To God be the glory for all that he does. And I thank God for allowing me to bring this message today. I thank God that he, too, is a God of another chance. And as it says that God brought, he brought us through. And as he brought us through, he's a God. He's a God of another chance. And as I get ready to go off, I am going to end it with the song, with the song, Because He Brought Us Through, by my late uncle, Dr. Charles G. Hayes. God bless you, and to God be the glory.
I've had some hard times in my life. Be glad I've had more of myself. A pain and strife. Loved one. Me.
Yeah.